That's alkalinity down. Now onto the acids. So going through our common ones then, we've got our carbonic acid, then coming down in the background with 390 parts per million in the air. Henry's law is pushing it into the rain. Rain ends up in the creeks and stuff. So our background rocks, which the basic, most basic components are typically our carbonate rocks. These guys then will be ensuring that we end up putting plenty of carbonic acid into our creeks. Next class of acid as a weak acid are humic and fulvic acids. These ones are polyprotic, meaning many protons. They're complex polymeric systems. We'll look at the structure of some of these in a moment. They have a definition. Humic substances are the humic acids which will be precipitated out at pH 2 when we change the pH of the water. Fulvic substances or fulvic acids, these will stay in solution when we change the pH to pH 2. So all we're saying is we've got a natural water sample and we're adding aliquots of acid until we hit pH 2. Those organic substances that are precipitated out at that point will be called humic substances. Those that stay in solution, but we can still determine that they've got acidic functional groups present, those will be our fulvic acids. So it's an operational definition. And finally, we've got our strong acids, our mineral acids that we talked about before. These ones, the sources of the mineral acids will be typically volcanic emissions. The source of the humic and fulvic substances will be pieces of plant material in particular, being broken down and oxidized and then becoming quite stable. Okay, so the humic substances, fulvic substances are quite stable when they're present.